This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You're listening to Beat Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live, Navy Yard Studios. Going to be a busy, busy day.
Yes, it will be.
NFL free agency up and at them. The legal tampering period, which has a
it's
level of irony.
It's legal breaking records period.
Right.
They've been killing it already, dog.
It's just the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL has already been reset twice in the last week.
By pass rushes.
And it's going to get reset twice more.
Yeah.
If Parsons and Chase get their deals, whoever gets their deal last will be the highest non-quarterback in the league.
I agree.
Just the notion of legal tampering is so stupid, but whatever. It's fun.
Legal tampering it's an oxymoron. Doesn't really go. If it's legal, then it's not tampering.
Right.
And if it's tampering, it's not legal.
Well, and you're seeing so many moves happen because, one, some players get their release early, and if you get released early, then you are free to go talk to whoever you want, especially if you're a veteran player. And two, I feel like we've been saying this for like 2 weeks now, B. Hopefully people are listening. More and more NFL teams are getting smarter and smarter about not letting their best players get to free agency.
Totally.
There's not a ton of you talk about Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, they're getting the biggest deals. But it's to stay at home. It's to stay where they are.
Yeah.
These teams that are really chasing free agency don't have a lot to shop from. Even the Steelers with this massive DK Metcalf trade, they had a trade to get him.
Yeah.
Davante Adams goes to the Rams. That's because the Jets released him because they didn't feel
and
like dealing
with him. And he said he wanted to go where?
West Coast.
West Coast.
So the days of, oh, man, we're going to have all this cap space and make a run at all these players, it's not nearly as the fruit of the labor isn't nearly what it once was. And I think that's why, for all the excitement about Washington and the cap space, and maybe they're going to make a big move, I think the biggest moves now are via trade and taking care of your own guys. And Washington has certainly done that.
I also believe that stop getting excited every time somebody says they want to trade. Because I want to trade basically means I want a new deal. That's what that means to a lot of folks, believe me.
And I want a trade means I want a new deal. And here's all you really need to know. And I'll point to Crosby and Garrett and perhaps Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a good enough player, not necessarily like a one-time Pro Bowl, because the Pro Bowl rules have been bent up so many different ways that a lot of guys can make a Pro Bowl. But if you're a multi-Pro Bowler, multi-time Pro Bowler, or if you hit an All-Pro, if you get to a level of player that the team absolutely has to have around, they're not going to play without guarantees on the deal. So you saw it with Trent Williams here many years back. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's what's going to happen with Terry. Now, he's going to be cool about it, but we're not getting to week one with Terry suiting up without guarantees on that deal.
True, true.
You know why Debo's willing to play out this year? Because he's missed time, and he wasn't as productive.
He's not that guy at that point. And he's good enough. But once you start having those moments where you miss some games and things, and people can question a little bit, anytime they can throw pause into it, then they can dictate to you. But those players that are playing at the level that Garrett and Crosby were playing at, they get to make the rules.
Right.
Point blank. And let's just be real. It's in every aspect of life. I don't care if you're in this industry we're in, if you're a teacher, if you're a person working for IBM or whatever. When you are top level, you write the rules.
Totally.
Not the other people.
Absolutely. There is a theory in this Malcolm Gladwell book that like the top one, if you are the top 100 in any field in the world, you're a top 100 on the planet violinist. You get to set your own numbers.
There you go.
So these dudes that are top 100 NFL players, there's what? Now with expanded rosters, there's roughly 65 guys on a team, the way the practice squad rules
totally,
are now.
Totally.
What's 65 times 32 be?
65 times 32, 65, 130, and
about
then 195. Plus the 32 again.
2,000-ish?
No.
Wouldn't 60 times 30 be 1,800?
Right.
So you add a little bit more. 65,
more. 32. 1864.
Okay, perfect. So there's
something like that.
So there's roughly 2,000 players in the NFL.
Yeah.
Roughly.
That's it.
The top 100 of them get to do whatever they want.
Damn straight.
Everybody else has to deal with the league's rules.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how it operates. And
but that's how, and every time you start putting money like that in, what people don't realize is, yes, you can pay the top guys, but you also got to have enough for the other guys. Because role players are as important as your stars.
Totally.
Because, you know, those are the ones that keep it kind of glued. The stars, if you get the major guys who are making the top dollars hurt, things fall apart quickly.
So here's where we are for your Washington Commanders. I'm curious, is the internet being funny for anybody else in here? Or is Twitter down? Investigate that.
It's been very slow. I don't know.
Okay. Mine is definitely Bojangling. It's a bad day to have internet problems in the
office. Yeah, Twitter's down.
Twitter's down. Okay, well, that's part of it then.
Yeah, that's the problem right there.
All right. Now, I'm looking at over the cap. White Brian, look at SpotTrack for me, because over the cap doesn't have updated Bobby Wagner deal on there yet. But what we've seen since we got off the air Friday afternoon.
The things we said should happen.
Well, Wagner is back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Ertz is back. That happened Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, John Bates.
Bates, Tress.
Monday morning, Tressway. They're taking care of their own. Now, if you start adding the money up on all these guys, Ertz got about a little more than 6 guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on your books. Wagner got a little less than 10 guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Joel Corey, by the way, when he was on the show with us
Joe
2 weeks ago, he
Joe
nailed
was
it.
Knocking home, hitting home runs, baby.
So that's 16. Tress, I think, is about another $3 million. I haven't seen numbers for Bates, and I will try to find those out as the show goes on. Maybe if somebody has seen them, holler at your boy. All 1-year deals for the three vets in Tress, Ertz, Wagner. Bates gets a 3-year deal. I'll be fascinated to see how much guarantees are on a second year. Mm-hmm. If that's a 3-year deal in name or in actuality. I like all the moves. Wagner, Ertz, Tress, I fully expected. The Bates, I think, is a little bit of a surprise, but a positive surprise.
It wasn't surprising to me because Bates blocks.
Big time.
And I know, yes, the tight ends in this league today, they are guys who catch a lot of balls. But hell, we know that this team wants to run the football.
And
you need somebody who can help set an edge to help you out. And I'm not talking about the defensive set. I'm talking about somebody who can get you around the edges. And Bates has been very good at that.
I also think as much as folks want improvement, right? They want, I mean, I think Debo's your big improvement offensively.
Yeah.
Offensively, they were really good last year. They were 5th in points, 7th in yards. You don't want to change that up too much, I would think, right?
Yeah, you don't want to change it up, but like one thing about this league.
You can't get more.
Yeah, you can't stay stagnant. You got to move forward. But I would think that we saw a major, major jump in the way that this team performs. And we've talked about it, like, you know, you can get players that are top-notch, but you can't let them stay where they are. We saw guys last year games elevate with this coaching staff. How about those same guys just taking another step forward? You know, because I don't think just because you're in the league and you had a good year, you should be happy. That when you have a good year, come back and take one more step. You find out how much fun it is. You know, when this thing becomes second nature to you, it makes a world of difference.
Now, one player that became available late last week that I was pretty curious about was Harold Landry, Titans pass rusher. And for all the talk of Josh Sweat, Harold Landry has outproduced him by a fairly significant number.
With a less of a supporting cast.
Totally.
Yeah.
He's since been gobbled up.
Yeah.
I believe the Pats signed him, which makes a ton of sense. Vrabel's running the Pats now. Landry had a lot of success in Tennessee with Vrabel as the head coach. Did you see what I think is the ultimate controversy with Vrabel?
Mm-mm.
A picture emerged of Vrabel at a casino with a cocktail. And people were, like, mad about it.
Let's be real. Players can go in casinos, people. And it's okay. Coaches can go in casinos.
Off season.
And it's okay for them to have a drink. He's older than 21.
I
don't understand why fans and other people want to act like players and coaches can't have fun. You know, if just think about it. Yes, the whole time I played, I went to casinos. You know what I played? Blackjack and craps. Very much legal. So they can still do that today. There's nothing wrong with it.
I just thought that was so dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb as hell. Like I always say, if you're not mad at yourself for doing something, don't be mad at the player for doing it. Because it's the same stuff you do.
Agreed. So as we get closer to go time at noon, it's going to be really interesting just kind of what, if any, because the biggest moves have all been trades. How about Seattle trading Geno?
That was.
I had a feeling there was something
going
miss
on,
out
but,
there.
But you get rid of Geno and is Sam Darnold.
Could be Sam Howell.
But nah, please. but the possibility is a Sam Darnold move. And the question I would ask is anybody on their roster, coaching roster, anywhere close to Kevin O'Connell as a coach? Kevin O'Connell had him playing some good ball.
Yeah.
But that dude that sees ghosts and is scared to pull a damn trigger is inside of Darnold. And you saw that at the top moment. Who is their quarterback coach? I mean, offensive coordinator. I don't think he's Kevin O'Connell.
I think they just hired a new dude.
He's not O'Connell's level. So I don't know what. So the question would be, who are you getting? Are you getting the guy that played in the two most important games of the season? Or that guy that was the front runner having fun all year? And he had way more weapons in Minnesota than he gonna have in Seattle.
Are you a little... surprise might not be the right word.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's so much interest in Justin Fields. Like, apparently Pittsburgh wants him back, but the Jets want him. The Giants might want him. I understand that people get desperate at quarterback.
I don't think it's desperate, Jay. I think you got to look at what he did his years in Ohio State and that potential. And I think, like I've told you this before, coaches have way bigger egos than players.
Sure.
And I guarantee you, every offensive-minded coach that sees him, they go, I can get him where he was. I understand he threw the ball to some damn good receivers when he was at Ohio State, but he threw that thing in stride. He was lighting people up. And his time in Chicago wasn't good. They had some dumbasses and on the coach staff. I think you bring me in to be your guy, then you go bring a future Russell Wilson in. I don't care how crazy it is. Russell comes with a level of experience. That kind of throws people a little bit. But it's people that feel if they can get him going and utilize his running ability with that pass ability, they feel they can get something out of it.
I just, for Commanders fans, you're driving around in your car right now, you're sitting in Beltway traffic, wherever you may be, hell, isn't it more than half of them aren't in their car anymore? They're just listening via the app, wherever they might be. Yeah. Whoever, wherever you are.
And you hear our voices.
Take a moment and just be so thankful that Washington is out of the quarterback abyss. Because for far, 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 far too long, me and B would be up here arguing about, can you pay Sam Darnold $47 million? Or do you think Justin Fields, this is the right place to get him fixed?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers? I mean, good luck. Everybody, good luck out there. Pete Carroll and the Raiders sought out Geno because they didn't want to deal with everything else.
Yeah, and I think Pete Carroll has a level of calmness and patience with a Geno. He knows Geno is not going to be the guy that just lights up, but Geno's going to give you everything he got.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times,
smart.
All you need is just – see, the thing about it, everyone thinks you need spectacular quarterback play. Most quarterbacks are not spectacular. If you get average, consistent quarterback play, you can win a lot of damn games. You get a quarterback that goes out there and won't lose the game for you and keeps you in position, your defense should be able to help you out. And the rules of the game helps out quarterbacks. Let's be real. But if you get a guy out there that's just going to be a gunslinger all the time, hell, he's going to take risk and get you. I took this motorcycle class this weekend. They talk about your ability against the risk that you take. Well, if you don't have the skill level, why the hell you take so many risks? And we know a ton of quarterbacks do that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
The motorcycle licensing process must be quite rigorous. I feel like you've taken a number of classes.
No, it's not rigorous. It's just you got to take a six-hour online, and then you take 2 days of classes. And I saw people get weeded out, dog. The thing about it is this. It's different than cars, okay? They're basically looking at it like, dude, Jeff knows. These people look like, do we want this person on the road? And I was in the class, and I'm looking. I'm like, oh, boy. Ugh. And everybody I was questioning did not pass that class.
So of the best, it's easy to talk about build through the lines, right? And
yeah.
People want to, like, the amount of responses I get on social media, like, oh, sign a lineman. Well, technically you can't sign anybody yet. The best linemen that were slated to become free agents, Trey Smith with the Chiefs isn't getting out of Kansas City. The Ravens just yesterday agreed to a long-term deal with Ronnie Stanley. We'll see. Who's a big fella? Cam Robinson from Minnesota. Maybe he actually gets free. But more and more, people just got to understand the best players don't get free.
Yeah.
Their teams pay them before.
If the teams that have the player are signing them back, you can't be pissed at Washington for not getting them. Because most times, as a player, and I live this life, you just want somebody else involved. Because what happens if nobody's involved, your team can keep it the price how they want it. But if somebody else is involved, it all of a sudden comes to the point like, oh, we know what he's about. We're not going to let him out of here. And the player don't want to really leave anyway. People don't like to uproot. You may think that people like to uproot, but people uproot when the money is different. If you're going to pay me way more than the other team has paid me, I am going to leave. You know, that's how it goes. But if you're not, I'm going to stay where I'm at, because being comfortable is a big part of this whole thing. And normally, the wives, they get a situation, they get a routine, and they're like, baby, we're good here. You know what I'm saying? And that happens. But if the other team come in and you offer me $2 million, they say, we'll give you $5 million. Bye.
Right.
We're gone. And I think that's the whole thing. And most of the players, like every player, I want to trade. And they all sign back. Guess what? For what? Top dollar.
Well, what's interesting, here's where you don't want to be, right? You got a baby on the way, the lease is up on your apartment, and you're scrambling to buy a house, right? So you just got to buy something that makes sense. That is not ideal. Ideally, you plan for it. And for the folks that want to go shopping at left tackle right now, so Stanley re-signed. It's kind of a split market on Cam Robinson. Jeremy Fowler's now saying Steelers left tackle Dan Moore, with the scarcity of capable left tackles on the market, will enhance the value of Moore. Like, all of a sudden, this dude's going to get $15, $16 million when it's unclear that he is a true cornerstone left tackle. That's not what you want to happen. You want to find guys that are maybe undervalued, but you sure as hell don't want to be the team that is overpaying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just kind of fascinating to watch. You know what dude I'm very curious on is Morgan Moses, B.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Morgan is quite the veteran at this point, but he can still play.
Still play?
He's playing on the backside. Like, he's going
to be on the backside, so they may be able to wait for him a little bit and see, instead of trying to have to do it right now. I don't know if he's legal tampering product at this point. Legal tampering is like those top-notch dudes. And those dudes that you know you don't want to leave, or people you really want to try to get in your building. Morgan is a guy that comes in and solidifies something that you have. You know, he hadn't been like the absolute best, but he's damn, he's above average. And he brings in a level of experience that can help you out totally.
What's going to be fascinating is the Eagles fellas, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat. I think Williams is younger, has shown a real kind of, to me, like he's on the rise there. I think we hear about those guys at 12:02. Jeff, you know what? I'm a break on time at 11:54, so we're ready to rock at noon when this stuff starts hitting the fan.
You sure ain't doing it right now.
This one wasn't my fault, in my defense.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.